Welcome to Aging in Place Strategies and Answers with Linda Prio. Will it be possible to remain in my home as I age? Do I feel safe in my home? How do I figure out how much support I will need when my health needs start to change? What if I decide to move into a community instead? Which community will meet my needs now and in the future? Who will play a role in helping me with decision making? Do you ask yourself these same questions? Aging in Place Strategies and Answers can help you gain practical knowledge that will help you create your own aging in place roadmap. If you are already a care partner, a power of attorney, or in crisis mode with your aging in place strategy, you will learn what you need to know that you don't know. For over 20 years, I have been marketing aging in place services to clients and educating families and healthcare professionals in how to put aging in place strategies into place. When you utilize aging in place, you are allowed to choose where you want to live and make those decisions so that you can retain your quality of life. Welcome back to Aging in Place Strategies and Answers. In this podcast, we will continue our conversation about the kind of communities popping up on every corner. Well, that's true if you live in an urban area. Rural communities are not experiencing this trend. David Trost, CEO of a senior housing provider in Montana, writes, "Many rural older adults have lived their whole lives in the same small towns, some in the same homes. Like older adults across the country, rural seniors tend to want to age in their communities amid familiar people and places, but with fewer healthcare providers, fewer professional caregivers, and fewer young people than in urban areas, rural communities struggle to care for aging residents. No matter where you live, you will want to consider options available for aging seniors who might need additional care, a safe environment, and oversight as they age. Do you know the difference between skilled nursing communities that offer short-term rehab stays from an assisted living community? Could you differentiate between an assisted living community and an independent senior living community? Unless you have had an aging relative or friend living in a senior community, you might be confused about community living and what they offer their residents. Now, remember, less than 20% of the aging population will actually move to a higher level of care in their lifetime. Many will choose to live at home or might choose an elder living unit in the yard of a friend, care partner, or relative. If you search the internet for senior living communities, not only will you be bombarded with many, many options in senior living, you might also find your face-to-face with A Place for Mom, Caring.com, or Seniorly.com. These are huge search engines and platforms paid for by the communities who have contractual agreements with them. Be aware that not all communities contract with these senior care locator companies. There are also franchises and individuals that offer senior living locator services. Many do not charge the customer for their time, but instead get paid by the community when you decide which community you want to move into. Not all senior living properties contract with senior community locator companies. A daunting task can be made less frightening or intimidating when you know there is help out there. In this podcast, it is always my intent to educate and provide guidance, but not advice. If you learn what you need to know, then you will be able to make wise decisions. Here is an excerpt from an AARP article dated May 22. The article says that Laura was confused about how to search for care options. She typed in the word caregiver, then all kinds of choices popped up. Adult day, in-home care, nursing facilities, assisted living, and continuing care. She called places and they said, yes, we can help. But she says she never really felt good about these conversations because everything sounded like a sales pitch. Well, you are not alone. From a May 2022 AARP.org bulletin, more than one quarter of American family caregivers in 2022 said they had difficulty coordinating care, which explains the importance of this podcast and the education that is being offered. Please feel free to share this podcast with your friends. In season two, we have already discussed long-term care communities. Now remember, long-term care communities are the most restrictive living environment, but they also offer the most care services and the highest level of care an aging senior might need because they offer 24/7 nursing care for short-term or long-term stays. A big hint to determining what kind of community you're looking at will be the name of the community. If it is a skilled nursing community, that terminology will be included in the name of the community. Some of these communities might also offer rehabilitation and have that term in their community name as well. Now, many long-term care communities or skilled nursing communities offer short-term rehabilitation stays, and I promise I will be discussing what that is in a future podcast. It is important to ask for the daily rates for private or a shared room. In addition, you need to find out if additional therapy services will be covered by your insurance carrier. Ask the community if they have Medicaid pending beds or Medicaid beds. Some communities do not have available Medicaid pending beds or Medicaid beds available, and they could require 2 to 3 years of private pay care and will also include annual increases in their monthly rent. Most of the new communities you are beginning to see are assisted livings, and they usually have assisted living in their name. And some of these assisted living communities also include memory care, which I will also discuss in a future episode. What is an assisted living community? Well, it is a community that is licensed by the state. States establish and enforce licensing and certification requirements for assisted living communities. So if you are considering an assisted living, ask what kind of care they are licensed to provide. When I began my career, there were not many assisted living communities because independent living communities were very popular. Independent senior living communities were built for 55 plus. But after they were built, it became obvious that people were not interested in retirement living at age 55. In fact, the median age of folks living at an independent living community was much higher than 55 plus. The average age of folks living in independent living communities usually tends to be around 89 years old. My mother moved into an independent living community at 90, and her friend moved in at around 93 years of age. When senior living property owners saw that most residents would need some form of care to stay in independent living and that they were not licensed to provide that care, it just made sense to get out of the independent living market and start building assisted living communities. And this is the building boom that began a couple of years before COVID hit and has continued into 2024 at unprecedented levels. Well, the average age of an assisted living resident from BaptistRetirement.org is still about 85 plus. And A Place for Mom reports that the average age in assisted living is about 87 years old. Although the average age of a senior entering an assisted living or long-term care community hasn't seen much change, the licensure of assisted living and the care they can provide has changed. Many communities in the early 2000s were licensed for level one care. But when the resident had increased care needs and couldn't make their pathway to safety, they would need to be discharged to a skilled nursing community. Level two assisted living care communities allow residents to continue to age in place as their healthcare needs change and to reside in a community longer. So make sure you know what level of care the assisted living is licensed to provide and if they allow a resident to age in place. If a resident or a potential resident has a tracheotomy, a ventilator, a catheter, a feeding tube, or something, or perhaps even a difficult transfer, it is wise for you to disclose that information early in your conversation so that you will learn if an assisted living community can meet your care needs. Each community will provide an assessment before admitting a resident to their community in order to ensure that they can meet their residents' care needs. The assisted living community is less restrictive than a skilled nursing community, allowing residents to sign in or out of the community for volunteering, appointments, outings, etc. Is an assisted living community right for you? You need to do your homework. In 2024, the average monthly cost of assisted living nationwide from seniorliving.org is about $5,511 a month. Very few assisted living communities offer all-inclusive monthly rent. Most offer care levels or tiers of care based on each resident's care needs. So the average monthly cost could be higher when care needs increase. However, if a resident improves after admission, the care levels could also change and go down. So it might be helpful to ask how often you will receive a rent increase and how often residents are reassessed, and ask what is included in each level of care. Those of us who work in the senior care industry have observed that today's assisted living communities are offering the kind of care that a nursing home used to offer. We are also beginning to observe that seniors moving into independent living communities like the idea of having resources for secure living, meals, activities, and socialization, and the freedom to hire the care they need without all the worries and costs of home ownership. Now, a word from our sponsor.
My husband and I had previous experience with his mother residing in a large-scale community, and I was determined to find a different solution for my mother. At Family Partners Home, my mother receives personal care from a team of professionals.
That's a quote from one of our Family Partners Home clients who receives care in one of our residential homes for those with dementia. For more information about Family Partners Home, our phone number is 314-686-4468 or online at familypartnershome.com. At Family Partners Home, we help residents maintain dignity while promoting well-being. Residents receive 24/7 supervision and care in a home-like setting in assisted living homes that are located in residential neighborhoods. Each home is a single-family home designed and built specifically for those with dementia. For more information about Family Partners Home, 314-686-4468, online at familypartnershome.com. It feels like home. It is a home.
Now let's get back to the podcast. Independent living communities are not licensed to provide care, so you will not see assisted living or skilled nursing care or rehabilitation in the name of the community. Most independent living communities provide activities, front desk security, meals, and housekeeping, but they do not provide personal care. They are not a licensed care facility. They provide apartment-style living that caters to seniors. Independent living is the least restrictive environment. Residents come and go just like they would from any other apartment complex, home, or condominium. Senior living communities offer different size apartments, different views. They might have balconies. They may be lower level. They might even have some villas on the community. But they will also have variable rents because each apartment that you would choose would have a rent assigned to it based on living space. And almost all communities have annual rent increases, just like assisted living and long-term care communities would do. If your care needs change after becoming a resident in an independent living community, you may hire additional help to come into the building and to provide the care that you need. But it would be only care for you and not care for anybody else because you are contracting with a company individually to provide this care. When you add up all the additional costs of home ownership, as opposed to what the community will include in your rent, that will be the most helpful way to see if an independent living community could be right for you. While many residents come into the community with a car, most communities also schedule outings to restaurants and stores, as well as drivers for scheduled appointments. I have heard seniors say this to me many, many times, and I know you're going to get a chuckle out of this. Let's say that you decide to start a conversation with your aging loved one, maybe a mother or a father that you are beginning to see some changes. Maybe they're getting older, or maybe they've even told you that friends of theirs have actually moved into a community such as an independent living community, or maybe even an assisted living community. And so you might say something like, "Hey, mom or dad, you know, your friends moved into a community. Is this a good time for us to start thinking about living in a senior living community?" And the response you might get is one I've heard frequently: "No, thank you. I am not going into a nursing home, and I don't want to live with a bunch of old people." And so there's the laughing point is that, you know, sometimes the individual is slow to see themselves as an older person. They don't want to see just older people. And also, in fairness, many seniors have negative images of their grandparents or parents who needed to live in a nursing home. However, today's communities that offer assisted living or independent living look nothing like the images in their mind. By touring communities and visiting their friends who already have made those decisions and have moved to a community style living might be helpful to replace those images with really beautiful community living that look like upscale hotels. Living at home without stimulation and in isolation can have a negative impact on health as well as mental status. And I have seen new residents moving into communities blossom, enjoy improved health, and gain new friends through community living. Here is my caregiver tip today. Assessing the care needs of a loved one can often be difficult for a caregiver because the day-to-day changes are so subtle. Often, those who do not see the aging senior as often are quick to see the decline or the change or the reality that much more care is needed. Friction can occur between the caregiver that sees the aging loved one more frequently and the visiting out-of-town family member. And these kinds of frictions can produce some really challenging rifts and in relationships and can also impede decision-making. Here are some tips that can really help in situations like this. If you are the out-of-town person who is recognizing the changes taking place, always start with a thank you to the caregiver who is holding down the fort. Ask them how they are doing and let them vent without judgment, comment, or problem solving. Then thank them again for all they do. You might even say something like, "Mom, Dad, or Aunt Lucy is so lucky to have you taking care of them, but I am as concerned for you as I am becoming for them because I don't see them all the time. I really see the changes or the decline in their health. Could we have a conversation about how we could help you and how we could lighten your load so that you can hang in there a little longer? Or do you feel like now is a good time to just begin talking about and thinking about community style living?" These are dangerous waters, my friends. The caregiver is often overwhelmed and tired and has put everything that affects them on hold in order to take care of another person. I have seen all kinds of dynamics and circumstances, plus unforeseen landmines, which is why I always think a third-party assessment can be valuable when you come to the realization that there's just too many dissenting opinions and too many dissenting thoughts on the best way to handle this situation. Some families can navigate these conversations successfully and some simply cannot. So my word to you is tread softly and carefully before speaking or taking action. Join me again soon on Aging in Place, Strategies and Answers, because we're going to continue our conversation about community living. Thank you for joining me today. Please remember that this podcast is intended as guidance and not advice. Share this podcast with friends and family who are currently in crisis mode or with people who would like to start developing their own roadmap for aging in place. Listeners, if you would like a deeper dive into a topic discussed during a podcast, please subscribe to Aging in Place, Strategies and Answers, where you will be able to access premium content. Or if you would like to suggest a topic for this podcast, please contact me at linda.agingstrategies@gmail.com. As always, I value the time you spend with me.